Hi, this is a dictation for Davon Brunius. Davon Brunius. Date of birth is 11/30/1985. Date of accident is 10/19/2025. The patient reports of chief complaint pain in the neck, in the upper back and mid back and lower back, right shoulder, numbness and tingling of all the five fingers. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in an Uber. And he was traveling in an Uber with the driver and his friend. Mr. Coleman, on October 19, 2025, at 12:30 a.m., the driver slowed down on a street called Littlefield, L-I-T-T-L-E-F-I-E-L-D, near Finkel in Detroit, for a speed bump that came in front of them. They were traveling in a Ford Explorer with unknown speed. When they slowed down, suddenly the car from behind hit them in a very high speed. They do not know the car that hit them. But eventually, it was a hit-and-run accident, and they hit them on a high speed. The damage to the car was that the car was drivable, but the rear bumper lights were all broken. Nothing inside was broken at all. Regarding the injury, patient reports he hit his head to the front seat, right arm to the door, left knee to the seat. There was no fracture, no bleeding, no laceration, no chest trauma or pelvic trauma or abdomen trauma is reported. There was no trauma to the left upper extremity or any of the lower extremities, direct trauma. Patient has a history of gunshot to the right middle arm, mid part of the arm near elbow, where the wound has organized, but it started hurting him more after the accident. History of the presenting illness: patient has no headaches, no symptoms of TBI, denies any issues with dizziness, vertigo, confusion, vision problem, taste problem, smell problem, or ear ringing, none of them. No issues with the memory, no sudden anesthesia, denies sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, denies incontinence of the urine bowel, no difficulty walking or fatigue. He denies any numbness or tingling, lightheadedness. He does report some mild weakness. In 2023, the patient had a gunshot wound of the right upper arm. And in 2024, there was an automobile accident where the patient was a restaurant driver, was rear-ended by a Chrysler 200. He was hit by a Dodge Ram, but he was traveling in Chrysler 200. There was no emergency room visit. Left knee was slightly injured. Left shoulder was slightly injured, but no treatment was required, no medicines, and he recovered. No MRIs have ever been done. No case was filed. Currently, the patient reports regarding the pain. He has a pain in the neck, which is 8, mid-back pain. Upper back pain is around 10, and no lower back pain is reported. They are throbbing fender constants. They are described to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. The patients report that the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and lying down, and improved with nothing. No X-rays, MRI, CT scan have been done. And the patient never went to any emergency room. Please review the records for system review, surgical histories, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history. Personal history, ADLs, and diagnosis page also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 175 over 124, pulse is 55, pulse ox is 100. Temperature 97.4, height is 5'5", weight is 165. Is a 29-year-old African-American female of a good build, African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clipping, polyuria. Hydration is good and well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain, faces unnoticed. Patient appears not anxious or lethargic, and there is a good attitude, demeanor, rest and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk very well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. In the musculature examination, kindly mention there is a severe spasm, 3+, for the left trapezius muscles, with the cervical fibers involved, and couple trigger points are noticed. Also, musculoskeletal examination inspection, palpation is from the template. There is a tenderness of C6-7, T1 to T5 spine, and bilateral SI joints. The hypertonicity is zero. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. Cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Furman sign was positive. Lerman test is positive. And Toto heart test is positive. Distraction test is positive. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Mexican test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. And Bregar test is negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. In the SI joints, mild tenderness is noticed in the SI joint. Bilaterally, the positive Faber test, Gonsler test, and negative standing flexion test and iliac compression and distraction. In the extremities, except for the right upper arm, right hand and wrist, and the left knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal. The examination of the right arm, in the shoulder, there is no tenderness in the area of shoulder. There is a muscle spasm in the left trapezius muscle leading to restriction of the cervical range of motion and shoulder pain, apparently. But the rotator cuff region have no pain. Hawking candidate test negative. Near test, speed test is negative. And anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. And motor power is normal. Distally, and in the upper arm, in the anterior and posterior part of the right upper arm, there is a entry-exit wound of the old bullet. Fragments are inside. The muscle does appear to be organized and tender. And and very firm and organized with due to the previous gunshot. Distally in the right hand, the Tinel sign and Phelan sign are positive. And the grip is slightly poor. but the circulation is intact, reflexes are normal. No atrophy of thenar prominence or any other swelling deviation is noticed. Examination of the left knee, the patient has a moderate pain like 5, and range of motion is normal, no scar or erythema is even noticed. Mild tenderness on the collateral ligaments on the medial and lateral is noticed. No crepitus grinding noise, range of motion is normal at 135 degree of flexion, and valgus varus abnormality is absent, anterior or posterior are absent. McMurray Steinman negative and patellar apprehension is negative. Please use the diagnosis for diagnosis stage. Plan of care for the template. Treatment plan requires physical therapy 3 times per week to the affected area, which includes left knee, right shoulder, and right carpotunnel, and neck, mid back, and lower back, SI joints, bilateral. Patient is deemed disabled for work, hospital replacement and transportation. Medications are provided, which includes Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acefax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder, lidoprim for topical pain relief, Neosta for 1 tablet for sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Medical records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, a possible trigger point injection can be obtained if pain is persisting. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigations, we would like to order a MRI for the cervical and thoracic spine on the next visit. For now, we are going to hold it off. DN, the patient is provided with a sense unit and a left knee brace and a back brace to help healing. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.